Whirling live from the Tahitian Princess in the Southern Pacific. But first, let's play the intro music.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know.
Silicon Valley and all the ships at sea. Quite literally today, it's MZ welcoming you to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special. This time from about 4,500 miles away in the middle of the ocean on a cruise ship. By golly, we've never done this before. And I don't know whether we'll do it again, but it sort of depends on what happens today. So stay with us for the next 2 hours. And
now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Now, I don't know if we still have that promo cued, but it might be good to play that one more time if we do. Have we, Dave?
I don't have it cued, but give me just a minute and I'll get it ready to go.
Okay. I'll explain to people. I can't get over how amazing technology is, folks, because all you need is a laptop computer now with a microphone, and you can produce anything. Anybody can produce anything for radio. You don't need an expensive broadcast studio to produce commercials or promos or anything. You can do it in a laptop computer, and if you're anywhere near an internet connection, you can pipe it back to any computer in the world that's also connected to the internet, like we did from the ship, and presto, there it is. So have we got that ready to play one more time?
Yeah, we got it. Are you ready?
Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
Isn't technology wonderful? Here I am on vacation aboard Princess Cruises' Tahitian Princess, cruising the breathtaking islands of the South Pacific for 10 days. But thanks to the wonderful technology, I can make this promo with my laptop computer and then use the ship's satellite system to send it back to our KSCO on-air computer. Then come Saturday, the plan is to use the Princess satellite phone link to do the entire Saturday special live from onboard ship. Pretty cool, huh? In my opinion, there's no better and more economical way to have a truly enjoyable, stress-free vacation than to take a cruise, and nobody does it better than Princess. Join us on the next KSCO special, live from the high seas, this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on We Love to Work on Our Time Off When It's This Much Fun Radio, AM 1080 KSCO.
Okay. Well, here we are. Now what do we do for 2 hours? Well, I've got an idea. Most of the people on a cruise ship are not talking about politics, but that's not the way it works on the table, at the dining table where Kay's Whirling and Michael's Whirling happen to be sitting. We talk about politics. We talk about news and so forth. And in fact, sometime during the next 2 hours, we might have a visit from some people that we've met here along on our cruise here. And, meet some very interesting people. When I was a youngster many, many, many years ago, I always dreamed of making a living by going out on the road. And, I wanted to buy this VW bus, and I wanted to go cruising around the United States and stop in all the little towns along the way and go find the town character. Every town has one or more, and sit down and interview that town character and just make an ongoing program about it. It's something I never got to do But who knows? Maybe it's never too late, and maybe we can do something like that in more of a global way starting today. So anyhow, I want to thank, I think it was Vernon who did the Saturday special for me last week when I was en route and could not do the program, obviously. And it occurred to me that I should contact the cruise line and see if there might be any possible way for me to be able to do the Saturday special, not have to miss two in a row. On the next Saturday, March 15th, using the ship's facilities, and they were very, very nice, the Princess Cruise Line. They said absolutely, they bent over backwards from the time I got on the ship. Wonderful staff people were here to arrange that we could do tests with the internet and tests with the phone system, and here we are. So one thing that I know this has been an extraordinary news week back home in the United States, particularly with respect to the resignation of Governor Spitzer of New York, and wow, that hornet's nest concerning Barack Obama. Now, I don't know. I have a friend named Trucker Tom who has been on the Saturday special from time to time over the last two or 3 years.
He's waiting for you right now, actually.
Oh, he's there now?
Yeah, he's here.
Well, this is great. Yeah, because I called Trucker Tom and asked him to call in if he got a chance, and I'm really happy that he did. So why don't we bring Trucker Tom on and welcome him to the Saturday special with MZ and my mom, Kay, whom I am thrilled to say is sitting here right next to me.
Hello, MZ.
Hey, Trucker Tom, where in the world are you?
Well, I am at Toms Brook, Virginia. I've got all weekend to make it up to the Buffalo, New York area. So,
you have a rook named after you?
Apparently I have a, yes I do, apparently.
That's great. Let me explain for those of you who might not remember Trucker Tom, because he hasn't been on with us for a while. He is one of the world's leading podcasters. Now, a podcast is sort of like a radio show that is produced. It's not live. Although one of these days they might figure out a way to have a live component. It's basically pre-recorded and placed somewhere on the internet where people can go and grab it either manually or set their computers to grab it automatically. And it's sort of like an audio blog, right, Tom? That people can and there are so many podcasts on so many subjects, and your subject is I guess your impressions as you travel Americana, doing what I explained earlier just a few minutes ago, something that I've always wanted to do since I was a kid. You're actually doing it.
Yeah, the podcasting thing, actually now there are companies that are moving into making it where it is live. You know, you can put live and then, of course, you can retrieve it later, like as you described. Now, I haven't really gotten into that because I'd have to do it from a telephone and I don't know, the quality bothers me, but a phone.
There's the issue of
we've got a little delay. My thing has really evolved into talking pretty much about whatever I'm thinking about at the moment, and that's just kind of, it can be politics one day and something completely different the next.
Right. Well, that's great, and you're not a broadcaster. I don't think you ever aspired to become a broadcaster. Maybe, what was it, 3 years ago that you heard about this technology and decided that you could harness it to make your life as a long-haul semi-truck driver a lot more interesting. Am I right?
Yeah, whenever I first heard about podcasting back in, I believe it was, December of 2004, I knew that I felt compelled to do it, so I just jumped right on into it, and I've stuck with it all this time, and it's just kind of continued to go on, and there's a lot of people that kind of find out about podcasting, and then they'll jump into it, and then a month or two later they realize, uh-oh, this is work, and they kind of lose interest in it. But I've stuck with it.
But that hasn't happened to you.
Nope. I've managed to stick with it, you know, and even if I wasn't making money from it today, I would still be doing it. I really feel compelled to do it, and I've made
friends. And you are making money from it today, am I right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not making enough to live on, but it makes a nice supplemental income. But the biggest thing, I've made friends all over the country.
I've said this to you before. Because of the sheer numbers that you can verify, because it involves the internet, and people have to take action to download your individual podcasts, most of which are audio or like radio, just sound only, but some of your podcasts are video, and some of them are high-definition video. Am I right?
Yes. Primarily, most of the stuff I'm doing is audio. I do mix video in with that, and I'm doing a separate HD video feed, and that has really taken off. It's kind of featured now in iTunes, and if you have an Apple TV, it kind of pops up in a featured podcast. And so I'm getting about 15,000 plus downloads per HD episode I put up. They're usually about 10 minutes or 5 to 10 minutes a piece. So that's
How does that compare to your downloads for your audio podcast?
Well, the audio podcast, since I'm putting something up every day, individually, you know, individual episodes will vary from one to next. Now, overall, I think the best month that I ever had for overall downloads for the entire month was a little, probably, I think it was 107,000 for the month. And that was for, you know, for all the episodes that I put up, you know, roughly 30 episodes that I put up, and it was 107,000 downloads. And that varies. It'll, you know, it kind of goes up a little bit. It's possible for people to really become obsessed with their statistics, and I deliberately avoid looking at them. Maybe I'll look at them every week or every couple of weeks or whatever. And I know that, yeah, I've got people listening because I'm, you know, I've always gotten really good response from email and, you know, people contact me. So it's kind of a great way of making friends all over the country and all over the world. Of course, I make a point.
Yeah, because you can tell where your downloads are coming from, right?
Well, I could if I, the statistic package that I have through Podshow doesn't really tell me where they're coming from. That's really more of a, if a listener feels called enough to contact me, they'll let me know. I've had people contact me from a lot of different countries besides, obviously, primarily the United States, but all over the world, actually. It's really a global phenomenon.
Right. Well, the reason I called you, what time was it, 3 in the morning, your time, when I called last night? And it was about, it must have been about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock p.m. our time. We're only 2 hours behind California. A lot of people, I used to think that we would be way, way ahead. I thought we were beyond the international dateline, but that's not true. We're actually on the same time, in the same time zone as Hawaii. So when I got the idea to call you, I knew that you're a trucker, and I knew that there's a good chance that you would be up at 3 in the morning wherever you were. And the reason I called you is because I thought we would be talking at least a little bit about the Barack Obama pastor situation. Because the last time you and I talked, you said in no uncertain terms that you believe that Barack Obama is going to be our next president. And you told me why. And I thought it would be interesting to see if you still feel that way in light of what has happened this week. Now, before we get into it, I should say that here on the ship, there's a whole bunch of TV channels that show movies and show where the ship's course is and what time it is and what temperature it is. But there's really only one news channel, and that's Fox News Channel. And Fox News Channel has been nonstop covering this wall-to-wall coverage of the Barack Obama Reverend Davis situation for the last two or three days. And when I called KSCO yesterday to give a little heads up about that we were indeed going to be doing this live broadcast and then at least trying it out and see how it goes, when I was on hold, I heard one of our hosts railing about how that has not become a real news story. It's been quashed by the major networks in the United States, and how that's a blatant example of news management by the TV networks. And here, I guess it's because Fox is the only thing that I can see. It's anything but quashed. I mean, that's what everybody who is talking about the news back in the U.S. is talking about, because that's all they've seen. Anyhow, when I called you, you asked me, well, what Barack Obama story are you talking about?
I sort of knew about the story because I do listen to the Rush Limbaugh, like the podcast from the Rush Limbaugh. So I was quite aware of the story, but I kind of, you know, to be perfectly honest, I kind of deliberately avoid CNN and NBC and ABC and CBS because the very reason is they do manage the news. Now, this morning I did go online and I looked around at the different websites, and they're mentioning it, but I kind of get the impression that, well, they are trying to manage it, kind of make the story go away. And it probably will. We're still a long way away from the election. And, you know, I was thinking, before I called in, I was thinking about it. What good is it going to do to really rip into Barack Obama? Because what's the alternative? Hillary? You know, so it's a war that's going on right now between Hillary and Barack. And I don't know. It's just it's kind of a confusing thing. We've ended up this year with nominees, at least on the Republican side. And I am a Republican. I admit that. I'm to be conservative. We've ended up with people based on selfishness. Because we're all, even as conservatives and Republicans, we've all kind of got our own little selfish thing, and that's why there was a little bit of a war going on with the nominee process on the Republican side, but on the Democrat side, because of the constituency to make up the Democratic Party, you're really seeing a war happen. And I have to admit, it's really fun to watch Democrats kind of tear each other up. But
I wouldn't be surprised if the Hillary camp dug all this up.
Well, you know, this has been around. I think this story was around earlier about his this priest at church, and that's another thing. Back, you know, I haven't listened to the radio, to be honest, for about 3 years since I started podcasting. I've just been kind of exclusively listening to podcasts. However, a number of years ago, I would drive to all these places, including the Chicago area, and I would just tune around to different stations. And I was kind of surprised. I remember being surprised listening to some of these black stations in Chicago. And some of these people, I don't remember the names of the hosts or whatever, but some of this, it was kind of hate-filled to a certain extent. And I remember kind of listening to that when I was in the Chicago area. So that element...
This is the 5-minute service on Fox News Radio.
Time. And what Barack Obama is saying now is that he was kind of giving the impression that he just wasn't really a faithful goer at church, and that he didn't really want to leave the church because the preacher was about to resign and so on and so forth. He's, I think, probably pretty well effectively distanced himself from the story in the minds of his followers, and they are followers. As opposed to,
Yeah, but Tom, there are some people who are saying that this could sink the man.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I just
okay, Ma. Go for it. Let it all out.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Talk about the world shrinking every minute.
Yeah.
This experiment of Michael's is astonishing.
Well, I wish I was doing it.
All I want to say is that Hillary is very, very quiet right now.
Well, she's kind of letting, you know, she's kind of letting the thing go on. And
oh, she's loving it, whatever's happening.
Sure.
So,
I'm sure that Clinton's probably knew all about this all along, and they've been kind of waiting to drop it at the right moment.
Right. Michael, you have some more guests.
I know. We'll take a break in just a minute, but I want to finish up with this. I want your analysis real quick, Ma. What do you think? What do you think about this?
Well,
do you think this will hurt Obama?
No, I don't think it'll hurt him much if he will be a little more emphatic about separating himself. He was on the air yesterday on Hannity and Combs, and he said he's very unhappy about the things that that the reverend is saying, but he's got to be a little stronger about being more unhappy. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah. And I don't know if we have any other callers who want to weigh in on this topic before we move on to
we do have a couple callers, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, who do we have?
Dave in Aromas wants to talk about McCain and the guy he's hanging out with. The evangelist.
Let's welcome Dave and Aromas to the KSCO Saturday special with MZ and K somewhere in the South Pacific.
On the Princess Line.
Yeah, on the Princess Line. And Trucker Tom somewhere in the Midwest. Where did you say you are, Tom?
This is Dave.
Is Tom gone?
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like Tom dropped off. We're going to try to get him back right now.
Oh, okay. All right, let's bring him. We didn't mean to hang up on Tom, but okay, Dave. What's your take on this?
Well, my take on it is anybody can surround themselves with these what I call representatives from spirit world are goofy. That this guy that John McCain was hanging around with was really goofy. He's filled with hate. It's like they have this my way or the highway philosophy, and it's just disgusting to me.
Hello?
Yeah, I got cut off.
Oh. Well, I think you needed to lock
Okay, we got Trucker Tom this time. We got Trucker Tom back.
Okay, hi, Trucker Tom.
Okay, yeah, I got cut off there for some reason.
Right. I think what happened is that you weren't locked in. Maybe we were locked in, but you weren't. So if Dave will lock you in, then we'll be able to keep you on. Okay, do we have another caller?
Actually, it looks
normally,
like...
folks, we can see this on the computer screen ourselves, but we for some reason that part of the internet I was unable to get to connect here from the ship. So
it looks like everybody's dropping off MZ, so it's just you and me.
Oh, okay.
And the listeners, whoever wants to call in 479-1080, but right now it looks like we lost a couple callers, including Trucker Tom again.
Huh. Oh, that's strange.
Yes.
Well, in any case, so we'll see what happens next. So, we'll put that to rest for a little bit. We'll come back to that. Do we have a little commercial break that we can go to for a little bit?
Sure, we do. Are you ready for that? Right now is probably a good time to do that.
Will you be running the commercials from the control room or from the talk studio?
I'll be running the first one from the control room. The rest will be run from the talk studio once Nikki gets caught up with the calls that are coming in.
Okay. Well, if we do have calls right now, we could try that.
Okay, here's Trucker Tom again.
Ready to go on the air.
Here's Trucker Tom. Oh, he just dropped off again. I don't know what's going on, MZ, but let's take the first commercial break, and then we'll figure out what's going on.
Okay, put me on hold, please, so I can hear the commercial break.
You got it. You're listening to...
The first time I felt it. The second time, I loved it. And the third time, I told all my friends. Of course, I'm talking about ACT, the new feel-good energy drink. ACT is all natural, made with vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and antioxidants, so you get the energy you want without the junk that's in those other drinks. ACT feeds your cells, works in 5 to 10 minutes, and lasts for up to 6 hours with no jitters and no crash. You'll feel great all day, just like I did. People from 12 to 80 love ACT. Whether you want your kid drinking a healthier alternative or you're 80 years old and want more get up and go, ACT is diabetic friendly and fits in great with any diet and fitness plan. While you may have seen ACT at various retail locations around town, to buy at a discount or for a free sample, call me, Robin, at 831-818-4144. That's 831-818-4144. Or send me an email, robin@ksco.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, it's Sophie Winnick. You know, I believe that strong immunity and wellness start on the inside. I have to tell you, I just don't get sick. I haven't for many years, and I have never had a flu shot. And I have 4 children. Well, I have to admit that sometimes I start to come down with something, but it never turns into anything. I do have a few tricks. Like, I wash my hands a lot, and I don't touch a lot of doorknobs. But really, I just take longevity supplements. They have so many ways to build up your immune system, like Ultimate Killer Biotic FX, CFX, OPCT, Colloidal Silver. They all strengthen your natural defenses, and I always have them in my medicine cabinet. For more info, call me at 335-3216, 335-3216. Email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com or check out vitamingoddess.com.
For several months now, you've heard the commercials for Santa Cruz Tile and Stone here on KSCO. Now you can go to the KSCO.com website and click on the yellow box and see their fabulous showroom and their great products and services. If you're thinking about a remodel or new kitchen, entryway, or bathroom, then you need to visit Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, number 2 in Santa Cruz. You'll find full and prefabricated slabs in granite, marble, limestone, and travertine at great prices. And you'll also find Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, Phoenix Spas, and Gazebos at the lowest prices in Santa Cruz County. And remember, Phoenix Spas and Gazebos are the only ones built in Northern California. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Let the expert staff at Santa Cruz Tile and Stone work with you to design your remodel or your new construction project. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, unit number 2 in Santa Cruz. Phone 421-0292 or visit them by going to ksco.com and click on the yellow box. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone.
And you're tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, the Saturday special with your host MZ, broadcasting live from the Tahitian Princess. MZ, are you back? Are you there, MZ?
I think we're back.
He's
on
there.
The air.
There
Welcome
we go.
Back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special.
We have Trucker Tom ready. We have Trucker Tom back, and Jim and Aptos is ready to go as well.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's see if you can put Trucker Tom somewhere in the bread bowl of the nation, somewhere on the road, and see if you can lock him in, and see if you can lock in who from Aptos?
Jim in Aptos.
Oh, Jim. See if you can lock us all together.
Okay.
And see if we can make this a marathon here.
Okay, let's go. Trucker Tom should already be there. Are you there, Trucker Tom?
I'm here.
Okay, and let's see if
Hi,
we can...
TT.
Hi, Tom.
Let's add Jim. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Trucker Tom.
Hi.
That's
hey.
Amazing.
Pleased to talk to you.
Okay, Aptos. Jim, your take on all this.
You know, I just want to ask Trucker Tom and UMZ what you think about the way the podcasting is going right now, because it's my primary source of entertainment, and I'm afraid it might be flattening out. What do you guys think?
Well, it's your primary source of entertainment?
Oh, yes.
Well, see, I suppose that means that I should be quite honored that you're listening to broadcast radio, at least for this time.
Well, I do listen to you, and unfortunately, Cyril stopped podcasting, so I don't get as much of KSCO and as I should.
Of course, you know,
well,
I've been heavily involved in podcasting.
I certainly, I enjoy local radio. But
unfortunately,
it's been my primary second to podcasts, which I really enjoy. And Trucker Tom is very much a part of that revolution. I just hope it's continuing because I love it.
Oh, I think
of course
I
it's going to continue and it's going to grow, don't you think, Tom?
Absolutely. I think it's going to continue and it is growing. And, well, MZ, I sent you that article that I wrote for that Truckers Connection magazine that was talking about Evo. And it's all going to be centered around our each person's going to have their own personal playlist. You have a TiVo, you have DVRs, digital video recorders that kind of fulfill the promise that VCRs gave us, but the VCRs were just too difficult to program. It's too much trouble, but so we really are moving more and more towards developing. We develop our own personal playlist. And, I'm kind of out there on the leading edge of the stuff, jumping onto it before other people. Well, but, it's moving through the, it's moving through the population, and in the future, it's going to even be more so, where people are just going to have, they're going to be able to pick their own, entertainment or their news and their entertainment, whatever they want. And, it's really great because if you need to stop it, you can just stop it and then pick up where you left off.
Distribution is key, and with the integrating the cell phones in there so that the download of the podcast is seamless to the user, I think is important.
It's true.
Because right now I have to get up every morning and fire off Happy Fish and then transfer it to my MP3 player, and most people aren't willing to do that.
When Max becomes more proliferated, you're going to see an absolute revolution in communications, in broadcast communications, because now everybody will be able to listen to their favorite radio station wherever they are in the world, where they have a clear connection, a clear WiMAX connection. You can do that now with Wi-Fi, but Wi-Fi, it doesn't function very well in any kind of a moving vehicle. That's going to be the key. When you can receive a good, clean internet connection in a moving vehicle, it's going to be nothing like it is now.
Well, I hope the podcasters that are in there stay in there and continue podcasting and mature the entire thing so that it's ready for mass consumption. Because right now there's some wonderful podcasts.
Well, I think it's headed in that direction for absolute sure. Hey, appreciate your call to the Saturday special.
Well, it's nice speaking with you, Jim.
Are there other callers, Dave?
Actually, we got a couple calling in. I'm just waiting for the names to come up on the screen.
Okay. Because in just a minute we're going to switch over. We're going to switch over the subject to
the here and now.
Yeah. And we have a couple of fine guests from Princess Cruise Lines here, and I have always wanted to interview a real live passenger services director and a real live cruise director, and I've got both of them in person sitting right next to me in my cabin.
And we're looking out into a very interesting, beautiful community.
Hey, Z.
Island.
Z.
Yeah.
Marilyn and Santa Cruz would like to talk about Obama.
Okay, Marilyn.
She should be there.
We'll talk about Obama. This will be the last call about Obama.
Oh, okay. Well, I missed it, and I wanted to hear what Trucker Tom had to say about it. I kind of thought that they just, pulled this out and saturated the media with it before the Pennsylvania primary, where there's a lot of middle-class white people who have kind of some fears about voting for a black person, and I think they're capitalizing on that, and it's going to hurt him.
I tend to agree with you. They are trying to do this to affect the outcome in Pennsylvania. So this war that's going on in the Democrat Party right now is continuing. You've got the Hillary camp on one side and the Obama camp on the other side. And Obama, they've probably held this off, because they've tried all these other things and they've probably been holding this one back as probably their last biggest piece of ammo against him. And I still think he's going to be the nominee, but, I don't know.
Interesting timing.
Exactly. You said something, Marilyn, that I thought was curious. So you believe that the media in the United States has been saturated with this story, huh?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I watched a lot of news, and at first, you know, started up on Fox, and, you know, O'Reilly was saying, oh, you're going to see this all over every media, and boy, it has been in the last 2 days.
Okay, because as of yesterday at about, I don't know, 4 p.m., when was it that I called in, Dave, during happy hour with you and Charlie, right?
I think it was during the 5 o'clock
Charlie
hour.
Charlie was saying he was astounded that nobody except Fox is covering the story. So I guess
he hasn't watched anything. It was on Anderson Cooper interviewed him last night. It was on, like, the 10 o'clock, I mean, the regular news in the local media. I mean, it's been everywhere.
Okay.
And I really do believe that it's a timing issue, and they pushed it. Because, you know, there are a lot of people in the working class back east that have some issues.
Right. Okay. Hey, thanks, Marilyn, for your call to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO, your favorite radio station, with MZ and K.
Hey, it was fun.
We're in the South Pacific, and Dave is back home, pilot in command. And if you want to give us a call, now we're going to switch the topic over to cruising and the operation of literally a city on the water. I don't know how many in our audience have gone on a cruise now and then, but I got to tell you, I've been on quite a number of them, and to me, it is the only way to vacation. Everything else is just a hassle. Everything is one worry after another, one complication after another. When you get on a cruise ship, particularly one operated by Princess Cruises, you're royalty.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about anything. You get entertainment to the hilt. And man, once you go on one of these cruises, you're going to throw rocks at every other form of vacation, as far as I'm concerned. So
wait a minute, Michael. Can I say that this is my 13th Princess cruise?
All right. I think you just said it. Wow, that says a lot.
Yes.
So in any case, let's introduce the passenger services director, Emilio Mazzei. Welcome him to the KSCO Saturday special. It is Emilio. It is Emilio's efforts that has made this live broadcast possible. And hey, you're like you're the big cheese. I mean, you're not the captain, but you just like the captain, right?
Yes. Well, he drives the ships from A to B, and he's overall in charge. But somebody's got to do the nitty gritty work and
dealing with all the humans and keeping everybody smiling. And you set a great example, because I don't think I've ever seen you without a smile.
Well, yeah, that's the game. That's the name of our business. We are here for our guests, like you said a minute ago. Passengers come. This is a vacation. This is where people come. They unpack their bag once, and they are here, and we take care of them. And they need to be received with our smiles, and all our people, you know, are ready for them. As you have seen in the dining room, everybody's happy, everybody's cheery. And also the ones in the background, you know, the our cooks and everybody else. You've seen how spotless your room is, so...
And for me, this is it's normally an impossibility. So I mean, that says something for your staff, because cleaning up after me is quite a chore. You know, I'm one of the messiest humans on planet Earth. So anyhow,
they have a lot to do. You know, it's not just like a regular hotel. You know, like now all the passengers are out on tours and. What are we doing? We are exercising them, you know. We drill them for in case of emergency, which never happened, but that's something we also have to do. And but after that, they get some time. I myself, I'm going to hike. You see the mountains out there?
Can I go too? I love to hike.
Yeah. I'll hike up the mountain, and that's my entertainment every cruise. I do that every 10 days. That's the one time I go out, and We are in Raiatea, and that's an excursion of about 1 hour.
Raiatea is one of the Cook Islands, am I right?
Yes. No.
Or is this French Polynesia?
It is French Polynesia.
I get all confused.
You're getting all confused.
I know, but whatever it is, it's great.
Who cares where we are?
A lot of time I don't even get off the ship because it's such a great place to be all the time.
We were on the Cook Islands 2 days ago in Rarotonga.
Oh, okay.
That was a beautiful spot.
What is it, Mom? Raiatonga? Oh, It's like not even knowing the name of the guest that you're introducing. Oh my God!
This is part of French Polynesia. You know, if you remember, we started from Papeete and then we went to Waihimi, and then from there we went to Rarotonga. But it took a while because a little bit far away.
We had to be at sea for an entire day.
Yeah.
And then we visited Raiatonga.
Yeah.
And then we had to be at sea for another day to come back here.
Now we're in Raiatea. Then tomorrow we'll be in Bora Bora. And then Morea. And finally back to Papeete. And I know that you're looking forward to get off, you know.
No. Listen, isn't it true that more and more people are deciding that they can live on cruises? I was thinking about the other day. I mean, I know of some people whose property taxes in California for their, you know, waterfront homes, or just if they own their houses free and clear and they're expensive enough, if they were to sell their house, then just the savings of property taxes alone per month could keep them on a cruise for the rest of their lives.
I never heard that one, but I believe you.
Maybe not in the presidential suite, but definitely. I mean, cruises are not that expensive. I mean, because they've got it down to a science now, right? I mean,
we do have some passengers. We do have a passenger, a lady that's been sailing for us for a long time. Probably now she's in her 4,500 days at sea. She spends about 10 months out of the year in one of our ships. Actually, the sister ship of this one, the Royal Princess.
Uh-huh.
She's there now. She spends about 10 months out of the year on board and only a couple of months at home in California. So what you're saying might be true after all.
Well, I mean, real estate prices might come down. In fact, it would probably be good for a lot of people who can't afford homes for that to happen. But in some places of our country, the prices are so obscene that the property taxes that are attached to those prices are similarly obscene. So that even if there's no mortgage, even if you own your home free and clear, you're still paying. I know people who pay thousands of dollars a month just in property taxes.
Yes, yes.
Who don't have mortgages. And now, I mean, they can't live like this. I don't think. Yeah, their room is, you know. Room is a little small, but who needs much more than this? No.
You've got a balcony.
You've got a balcony, yeah.
And your view changes every day. Tell me a hotel where your view changes every day.
I cannot. So it must be wonderful for you to have your job. And you've had it, do I understand, you've been doing this for almost 30 years?
More than that. I started in 1968. Okay.
Wow.
I think I'm going to stay. I think I'm going to keep the job.
Almost 40 years.
Yes. And I started in 68 with Princess Cruises. With Princess Cruises. On a ship was called Princess Carla.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you a little story.
Please.
We used to have a social hostess on that ship. That she used to snoop around and look all over the place and do more than her job. You know, she was asking questions to everybody. And I was thinking to myself, why is she doing all this? Then she got off the ship and she wrote a book. She wrote The Love Boat.
Geraldine Saunders.
Jerry Saunders. Yes.
Is she still living?
I lost track, to be honest with you.
A few years ago she was, because she was a guest on one of our talk shows, the Dave Allen Nighthawk show. And, yeah, he used to have Geraldine on a number of times. Delightful lady.
Yeah, yeah, delightful. Stunning woman. She was very, very attractive woman.
And then, of course, I guess Aaron Spelling picked up on the idea and turned that into one of the most popular television shows of all time. Aaron Spelling was my hero.
Yes.
He was just an amazing, prolific television producer. And I guess Princess, let's see, that was in the mid to late 70s. Am I right? About 78, 79? That
when they started filming, it was mid-70s. It was, I believe they started 74 or 75, yeah.
And you were on the ship, but I think it was the Pacific Princess that
they
saw.
They started on the island in the Pacific. They filmed most of them on the Pacific, but they also used the Sun Princess and others, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fascinating, and I think that was a major shot in the arm for the cruise industry. Am I right?
I think it did popularize the cruise industry, you know, especially us because they used us, so they used Princess Cruises, and it was.
I think it's high time we did a similar thing with Princess Cruises and talk radio. Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not? And we could be pioneering it today, huh? So. That's great. So tell us one of the more memorable stories. You must have a jillion stories to relate,
yeah,
but tell us the one that...
I wouldn't know what to start.
Oh, come on. Just something. something.
I can tell you when I loaded eggs in the middle of the ocean.
That's a good story. I mean, it sounds like it would be a good story. What happened and where was this?
Well, we left Vancouver and we were headed to Los Angeles. And a couple of hours after leaving port, I was the chef came down and told me that we don't have any eggs on board. And what happened? The purveyors forgot. To bring the eggs, we forgot to check, you know, and it was one of those things when everything goes wrong. How do you call it, Murphy's Law?
Yeah.
And so I went up to the captain and I said, "Listen, we got to do something here because people need to have breakfast." And so we call our agent in Victoria and another port there in Canada, and here I'm sacked all the stores there, and put all the eggs in a tugboat, and the tugboat met us in the middle of the ocean, you know, and you could see 2 o'clock at night loading eggs and passenger looking down, you know, thinking that we were doing some funny business, you know.
and how many of the eggs made it through in one piece?
But let me tell you, the morning after, I had the most expensive breakfast in history.
Oh, great. There must be millions of stories like that. Dave, we don't have our clock synchronized. Are we coming up on news time at the top of the hour?
You got about another 5.5 minutes or six.
And a half minutes. Great. Okay. So want to thank Emilio Mazzei, who's the great passenger services director of the Tahitian Princess. Great talking to you. Thanks for making this broadcast possible.
It's a pleasure.
Emilio, yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Looking forward to talking to you again during the cruise here. Now, let's introduce Billy London himself, the cruise director of the
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much. And hello out there, everybody.
How in the world are you?
I'm fine. I live and work in paradise. It's incredible.
And how long have you been doing that?
I did my first contract on a ship in 79 on the QE2.
People keep talking about contracts.
Yeah.
How long are contracts, or do they vary?
They vary. They vary quite a lot. A lot of, I suppose, what you'd call the senior executive officers like myself and Emilio, who've just been on, we normally do around about 4 months on, 2 months off. But it can be any combination. I think it depends on the contract that's negotiated with the company, either by your agent or whoever is representing you, you know, with the company. Most of us go direct.
How did you fall into this?
How did I fall into this? Are you talking about Princess in particular?
Well, cruising and Princess, I guess.
Well, cruising. At 21, I was an entertainment manager at a beautiful holiday village resort on the south coast in the United Kingdom. And a chance meeting with a gentleman who was the director at Cunard, who's saw what I was doing was very impressed and set an interview up with me 5 days after our meeting.
So it's not anything you really aspired to do. It was sort of an accident, right?
It was
happy accident.
It was entertainment. I mean, entertainment driven. You know, I mean, I'm 50 years old, and I started working professionally when I was 14, lying about my age to work the pubs at the East End of London in England.
Wow.
Just to get the experience, and it came in. By the time I hit 18, I was a seasoned pro, and it was fantastic. It was a great way to earn a living, and it was a great way to vent any pent-up frustrations you had by doing the stand-up comedy. Yeah, it was cool.
So you were actually doing stand-up comedy yourself?
Yeah, I had a 25-minute spot that I used to do in the pubs in the East End of London. It was a great training ground because, you can imagine, with that kind of crowd. And at that age, I was a kid. But it did progress from there.
So they put you on the Canard line in what capacity?
I started off as I left the management position to start off as crew staff. And I was crew staff for 6 weeks, and then it made me a leisure consultant.
What?
A leisure consultant.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of like a sort of like a very stiff upper lip version of an entertainment manager, I guess.
Right.
But it was a great way to start in cruising. Yeah, very very similar to a social director guy. And to be honest with you, I mean it just snowballed from there. I never had any preconceived intentions about going on to work on a cruise ship. But when it came up and I did the first kind of contract, it just I'd found a little corner of the world, as it were. Oh, it's been fun. It's been fantastic. I mean, I'm here. I've got one more cruise after this one, and then I go home for 7 weeks, and then I take the Crown Princess out of Copenhagen for the Scandinavian Baltic season this summer from May to September.
Crown Princess. Now, let's see. Oh, we went on the Grand Princess once, I think, from Copenhagen.
Okay.
Across to Grönland. I thought that was Grönland. I saw that on the airplane going through, and I said, "That's Grönland."
Yeah,
and Iceland, where it's not green in Greenland, it's icy there. And in Iceland, it's very green, and they named it Iceland so that people wouldn't go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think they got mistaken, with Greenland and Iceland. They kind of turned it around a little bit because they're the opposite, and it's quite bizarre. The amount of ice that's actually in Greenland is quite phenomenal. I mean, it's the only inhabitable area is around the coastline, and that's
it probably rivals Antarctica. Well,
yeah.
I don't know, but
it's that kind of feel anyway. That's for sure.
Right. Hey, Dave, back at the station. Keep us connected to the watch synchronization, okay?
You got it.
How close are we to Fox News?
You have just under 2 minutes.
Under 2 minutes, okay. Jump in when we have about 30 seconds, okay?
You got it.
If you would. Thank you, Dave. So anyhow, we're talking with Billy London, who's the cruise director, pardon me, for the Tahitian Princess here in the South Pacific. And tell us, if you can, mm-hmm. if there is a typical day in your life and job. Is every day totally different?
Most days are different. It depends. The entertainment program is full and varied, as obviously yourself and Kay have seen since you've been on board. And to be honest with you, I mean, obviously the bigger the ship, the more we're allowed to offer. On this particular vessel, I have a team of about 26 people that work for me. But on the Crown for this summer, the team will be over 80. So it does vary, and it just gets bigger. We have 670 passengers on the Tahitian Princess, but on the Crown Princess, it's 3,200. So it does vary quite a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. This is one of the smaller ships that I've been, and I think it's delightful.
There is a lot of people that feel the way you feel. With the larger ships, it's quite bizarre because sometimes, I mean, I don't get to see the same place for a week at a time. On the bigger ships, but on here, I get to know the people. I see the same faces every evening. We go to the cabaret lounge, whatever showtime is that night. And I do get to know people. Whereas on the larger ships, it's totally different.
20 seconds.
You can try as much as you want to get to know people, but it's very, very difficult when there's that many on board,
Did you give us our cue there, Dave?
10 seconds.
Okay. Well, we will be back with hour number two of the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. We will be back right after Fox News. Stay with us.
tornado that tore through downtown Atlanta overnight, injuring at least 27 people, smashing hundreds of high-rise hotel windows, blowing furniture and luggage out of hotel rooms, rattling a packed sports arena.
Just outside of downtown in the Cabbage Town neighborhood, there's a renovated loft apartment building made out of an old cotton mill. That building partially collapsed, and rescuers are looking for potential survivors in that building.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri in downtown Atlanta, and Georgia Emergency Management is saying don't drop your guard.
We want everyone to be as safe as possible, even as we begin assessing the damage in downtown Atlanta. So we do ask that everyone is encouraged to stay inside and avoid unnecessary travel.
And more thunderstorms are raking the region this afternoon. Iran's parliamentary elections are over, and more than 90% of the vote is in. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's straightforward supporters are doing the best, and conservative critics of his rule are doing well, too. But reformers are making a strong showing, considering most of their candidates weren't allowed to run in the first place.
In the seats in which the reformist candidates were allowed to stand, they've done quite well. And so, you know, what does that say about if they'd have been allowed to stand in all 290 seats? Well, they weren't. They've contested about a third of them. And at the moment, with about 118 seats in, they've got about 25 seats. So that tells us the reform candidates will have a block in parliament. They will be able to sit there. They won't have any power.
Tim Marshall with Sky News. The U.S. isn't putting much credence in these elections because of the way the candidates were selected. A bomb has gone off in the back garden area of an Islamabad, Pakistan Italian restaurant that's frequented by foreigners and was reportedly packed with Americans and Chinese. Two people have been killed. There are reports one was an American nurse, though U.S. embassy sources aren't confirming that. There are 9 people injured, though, and some of them are believed to be American as well. 2 dead, 9 injured in a bomb blast in Islamabad, Pakistan. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
The people who brought you the most powerful name in news are going into business.
To a man and woman, the staff that we've already developed on air and off air, there's a certain realness and a certain vitality to them.
Neil Cavuto.
Because a big issue for me with anyone I interview was, are they showing passion? Are they passionate? Are they eager? Are they energetic?
Senior Vice President, Fox Business Network.
Sometimes you only get a snippet of that in a resume, but with all the people that we've assembled, there is that common DNA, and it's unmistakable. I can't define it. I can't describe it. All I can tell viewers is turn us on. You'll see it.
If you care about your financial health, isn't it time you got a second opinion?
If we let people know we're on their side, I think we'll be okay.
To locate Fox Business Network in your area, go to foxbusiness.com.
President Bush may be worried about the economy, but he doesn't want too much government involvement in fixing things beyond what's already being done.
My economic team, along with many outside experts, expects this stimulus package to have a positive effect on our economy in the second quarter. And they expect it to have even a stronger effect in the third quarter, when the full effects of the $152 billion in tax cuts are felt.
The president, in his weekly radio speech, saying the housing market is in the process of correcting itself, and too much government involvement could make things worse. Mass murder right over the Texas border in Mexico.
Mexican federal agents raided a house in Juarez on March the 1st, seizing almost 4,000 pounds of marijuana. They also initially unearthed 6 dismembered bodies. But they kept digging, and now the Mexican Attorney General's office says the grisly tally has risen to 33. Juarez, which is across the Rio Grande from El Paso in Texas, has a recent history of mass homicides. More than 300 women have been murdered there in the last 15 years, and most of the killings have never been solved. In Mexico, James Blears, Fox News Radio.
China has ordered tourists to leave Tibet's capital after demonstrations against Chinese rule turned deadly yesterday. Some 30 protesters have been killed in the rioting. Troops have been patrolling the streets of Lhasa. Government workers are confined to their offices. Well, being chased by the paparazzi is one thing, but there is an expectation of privacy inside a hospital, isn't there? Apparently not if you're a pop icon.
According to the Los Angeles Times, UCLA Medical Center is taking steps to fire a minimum of 13 employees for snooping into Britney Spears' confidential medical records. In addition, at least 6 others have been suspended, along with 6 physicians facing disciplinary action. This isn't the first time Spears' records have been compromised. Several workers were caught digging after her first son was born in 2005. That, too, resulted in terminated employees.
Fox's Mari Cartel. And I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, or good morning, that is. You're tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It is Saturday, March 15th, 2008. I'm Dave Michaels with your weather forecast. And today's forecast calls for cloudy conditions along with the chance of showers. Thunderstorms are also possible. Highs should be around 56 degrees with winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's forecast calls for mainly clear conditions with lows near 40 degrees. And tomorrow it looks like you can expect sunny skies with highs near 62 degrees, winds west northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, and tomorrow night calls for clear conditions with lows around 40 degrees. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today calls for west winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves 2 to 3 feet, and a west swell 6 to 11 feet at 13 seconds, along with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late afternoon. Coming up next, we have hour number two of the Saturday special with your host, MZ, broadcasting live from the Tahitian Princess. But before we do that, we usually do this.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. To visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Well, we are thrilled to be with you, ladies and gentlemen, in the Central California area. It's MZ with hour number two of the KSCO Saturday special, live from the high seas, as it were. And we've got some really interesting guests here up for interview here during the next hour, right up until noontime. So we hope you'll stay with us and call in. Boy, I botched that one real good. I talked over the nice, sexy lady, didn't I, Dave?
That's what I was going to say, too, but I didn't want to say anything because
That's never happened.
Yeah.
That's never happened before because I couldn't monitor it very well. Oh, God, that's awful. Maybe we should do it again. Should we do it again?
No. Are you going to blow it this time?
No, let's not do it again. That's okay. Okay, so do we have any callers?
Trucker Tom's still hanging around.
Oh, Trucker Tom is on. Okay, good. Right now, for hour number two, this is going to be we're gonna turn away from politics, and we definitely want Trucker Tom to stay with us if he wants to, but he might be bored with something that isn't political. Is he there? Let's talk to him now. Okay.
There you go.
Nope, I'm still here.
Hey, TT, do you have any questions for the big cheeses here of the cruise ship?
Well, I have never been on a cruise. Of course, I was kind of growing up whenever the Love Boat was popular, whenever that was a popular TV show. And I've always wanted to go on a cruise. I've just never had the opportunity to. But it looks like...
Well, you've got to make it happen.
Yeah, that's true. But it, you know, of course, I travel all over the country in my truck, and you know, I kind of have the changing scenery all the time. But it's the cruise thing. It's just always, it's a fascinating thing. And your guests there obviously have a very fascinating lifestyle. So I guess the question I have, and I think they already partially answered it. They're there on the boat for, I guess, a few months at a time, and then they go home or wherever home is, and kind of get away from it for a couple of months. Is that generally how most people that are working in the cruise business handle it?
Yeah. The thing is, when you're on, and it's pretty full on as well. I mean, we're talking to like maybe 15, 16 hour days, 7 days a week for sort of like 4 months at a time. And then we go home and sleep for the first week and then kind of just enjoy a vacation. But when you're in the truck full time, Tom, you know, it's very similar here. But the only problem is you get a different view every day and you get to see a different place every day. But on here, somebody else is responsible for the driving, so you get to relax.
Yeah, now I can imagine working that many hours you know, after day after day after day, you I could see where when you did get off, whenever you did have time off, that you would kind of end up just kind of crashing for about a week. I have had that similar problem. You know, when I go home for time off, there's been times where I've really kind of pushed myself too hard while I was at work, and then I end up kind of going home and just kind of vegetating for a day or two. But I try, what I try to do is pace myself so that I don't wear myself down to that extent. But so I'd stay out in the truck about three and a half weeks at a time, and then I go home about once a month, and I take about 5 days off. And I just get completely, you know, completely away from the truck. I park it and just kind of forget about trucking. And then after about 5 days, I'm ready to go back to work again. But the cruise thing and people that are working in various shipping industries, it's kind of a similar, it's got a similarities, I would think. But
Tom, I got a great idea for you. I think this is a perfect opportunity for you to get on your next podcast and arrange a Trucker Tom cruise for your, you know, and surely you could pick up a few hundred from your thousands of podcast listeners, you know, and set up the Trucker Tom Princess cruise, okay?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe we'll join you. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
make it a Trucker Tom KSCO. Make it a ZBS. Do it all. We could take over the world. Maybe we can. You know. Anyhow. So listen, Tom. Thank you so much. Stick with us if you want to. But we have a gentleman. What is it? Yeah, we have Magic on radio here. So about. I want to introduce a very interesting, charismatic gentleman that I met, who's one of our dinner table mates, and a classic example of someone that you're really happy that you met. And I am ashamed to say I don't even know the man's last name. I know his first name. Hi, Darren. Welcome to KSCO.
Morning. Welcome.
And your last name is?
Lewis.
No, I can remember that. I can remember. I have a brother named Lewis, so I'll make that link in my brain. So anyhow, you cracked us up. You cracked us up with your off-color Confucius jokes the other night. Okay? Now, please, honor us. Honor us, if you would, please, with those three or four that you just to sort of break the ice. Not that there's that much ice that needs to be broken, but, you know, I just want people to get to know you here.
I've always been told that the politics and religion are certain things you can't talk about, but judging by what some of the things that you've already been saying, and since you're egging me on, I guess we can share a couple of the little one-liners. I see Billy, our cruise director here, has got his notepad out and is going to be making some notes. He might use some of them himself. But we were talking about the great Chinese philosopher Confucius, and one of the things that I had heard is that Confucius once say that it's easy for a man with a hole in his pocket to feel a little cocky all day.
Now hold the microphone closer because we want to make sure that all of our listening audience in Silicon Valley and Pebble Beach and Carmel and San Jose, you know, doesn't miss any of this, okay?
Great. Now you're putting the pressure on. This is a Saturday morning show. How many children do we have listening?
Children enough. Not too many children in the talk radio audience. Yeah.
Well, I've noticed that yourself and Kay are world travelers, and I had heard that Confucius once said that easy for man who walked through airport turnstile sideways, always going to Bangkok.
Should we invite some, you know, we used to do Saturday joke specials. You know, those were some of the most popular ones of all, and we used to spend a week ahead of time running a promo saying that if off-color or risque humor offends you, do not, repeat, do not listen to the next Saturday special. Hey, Dave, now,
Yazzie.
Is it just because I'm on a boat here with a Canadian? You can tell by the way Darren says
about.
I don't really trust Canadians too much. I don't trust them too much.
What'd you say?
I don't trust the Canadians too much.
Why not?
I don't trust anybody from Canada.
You don't trust any? He doesn't trust anybody from Canada.
Well, I haven't said A yet, so I really haven't given myself away.
Anyhow, and you want to do some magic on the radio? Let's do it. Okay. He's going to do some magic now. Now, yeah, Darren Lewis, take it away, Darren, with your magic on the radio.
Well, one of the things that we were doing yesterday at the table, and once some of the dinner guests found out that we dabble in magic, is we did a couple of things at the table last night and sort of left the audience spellbound. So the challenge was put forth today, is it possible to do magic on the radio? So for your listeners, we're going to try a little experiment in keeping with our theme of world travel here, broadcasting from the South Pacific. So I encourage all the listeners to think of a number in their head between 1 and 10. Once you've got that number, what I want you to do is multiply it by 9, so you get a new number. Now, if the new number that you're thinking about is 2 digits, add those 2 digits together, coming up with an entirely new number. Subtract 5, and this gives you one final number that's going to be the one that we work with. Now, I want you to think of this new number and think about the letters in the alphabet and how this number would correspond. For example, A would be 1, B would be 2, etc. So now that you've got your number and you're thinking about the corresponding letter in the alphabet, what I want you to do is think of a country that you'd like to travel to that starts with that letter. Once you've got the country, now think of how the country's spelled and think of the second letter in the country. And think of a large animal that starts with that second letter of the country. While you're visualizing this animal, think about its description, think about its color. And while you're thinking about that, everybody in the room is shaking their head and telling me that there are no gray elephants in Denmark.
He did it. He did it. How'd you do that? How'd you do that?
I'm reading my notes right here off the princess pattern that I wrote down here, but it's just it's a little mentalism effect that's easy to do for a large number of people. I didn't think a card trick would play quite as hard on the radio, so.
Oh, my God. I am impressed. Hey, Dave, were you doing that? Were you doing this exercise, or were you screening phone calls?
I was screening phone calls.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at hot chicks on YouTube.
Well, it really worked. So, who do we have on the air who wants to join us here and keep it appropriate?
Everyone is so stunned.
Which it can be a little off color, but not too much.
Everyone is so stunned they haven't picked up their phones yet. Just Trucker Tom is still hanging out, though.
Oh,
he
okay.
Should still be there.
All righty. I should give out the phone numbers, huh? Even though regular listeners know the phone numbers. 479-1080. Normally, I have an internet email screen in front of me, but I don't. So if you send an email to kmz@ksco.com, I will get it, but it won't be during the program. So if you want to participate in the program today, folks, you'll need to call us or you'll need to fax us. Faxing, of course. Serial faxer. I hope Serial Faxer is listening. We have this gentleman who we call affectionately call the Serial Faxer. He loves the radio station, and just about every show that he listens to, he draws a cartoon about and faxes it in. That's why he's a Serial Faxer. And I'm hoping that Serial Faxer will do a Serial Fax on this program. And I'm also hoping that you guys back home at the studio will check the fax machine in the front office from time to time to see if Serial Faxer's fax has arrived.
We can do that, but in the meantime, Rick and Salinas is ready to go.
Okay, let's put Rick and Salinas on.
Okay, Rick.
Yeah, hi. I've never been on a cruise ship at all, and I'm not a water guy. I don't swim, so I'm not really excited about it.
You don't need to swim.
But I have a question.
Still go on a cruise.
What is the average number of people that disappear by accident or on purpose on a ship when it comes back. And
what a terrible question. here, ask Emilio that question.
Well, I wasn't listening.
No, he'll repeat it. Okay. Yeah, Darren's got to go. You got to go? When you got to go, you got to go. We understand. Thank you for, you have a great future in talk radio. Take it from me. I know. Okay? All right, this is great. So you have a, yeah. Okay. There goes Darren. Now, would you ask the question, Selena's caller, please? Re-ask your question.
Yeah, I'm curious as to, on a ship with that many people, how many people accidentally disappear or on purpose, like somebody gets robbed and thrown overboard or something?
I didn't quite hear, Richard.
Have you ever been on a cruise where someone fell overboard?
Not personally, no. But it doesn't happen too often. I mean, those are very, very rare situations.
And if it were to happen, everybody knows what to do.
Everybody
because they that's part of the muster.
Yeah, actually. You know? That I know, it happened a couple of years ago, no less than that, a year and a half ago, on one of our ships. There was a young couple, and it was in the middle of the night, and the captain of that ship. What are you laughing about, Billy? Anyway, the captain on that ship did a fantastic job, turned around and did what he had to do, and the ship was silent so they could listen to the noises coming out of the ocean, and they did pick them both up. They did a fantastic job.
Absolutely.
You haven't got a mic. You want to talk?
Here, you can both talk.
It was an incredible job. Incredible job that was done by the captain of that particular vessel and the crew in general. It's amazing. And
yeah.
Obviously, the people were safe and sound. They were a little bit cold and obviously very wet.
Yeah.
But they were safe and sound. Pulled them aboard.
Yeah, that was a fantastic, fantastic operation. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Why don't you both practice being talk show hosts and ask who the...
Okay. Emilio, do you want to go for this one?
No, are you kidding?
No, you want me to go?
Richard is saying we should practice on being talk show hosts. I've been cooking all my life. I don't think I can do that, Richard.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go to the next caller in the studio then, Dave.
Okay, the next caller is going to be Richard in Watsonville. Richard, are you there?
Richard.
Yeah, I'm right here. Richard, can you hear me? Hello? Hey, Richard. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and Billy's doing. Billy can hear you too, but Emilio can't because there's only two phones here.
Okay. If I say the words "bula banaka," does anybody understand what I'm saying?
I don't. Do you, Billy?
It sounds as though I may have heard that somewhere before, but I wouldn't have a clue what it meant.
It means how you doing down in Fiji.
It means how you doing down in Fiji.
Yeah.
Can you say that again, Richard?
Bula Banaka.
Bula Banaka.
Yeah.
It sounds something like you have bad breath or something. That's what I would have thought.
Something to do with like money, like mula, but it's Bula Banaka is how you doing down there. But what I want to know
is... When were you in Tonga?
I wasn't in Tonga.
Fiji.
But listen.
Oh, you were in Fiji. Sorry.
Yeah. listen, man. I want to know something about that boat. I want to know how big it is, how many people that boat will hold, how much the draft is on that boat, and what kind of power plant you have on that boat, and also how many gallons of fresh water you can make an hour.
some of those are technical questions, and unfortunately, I won't have the know-how or the information in front of me at hand, because obviously we're in Michael's cabin with the show at the moment.
Nobody was,
but I can let you know the 670 passengers we carry, about 350 to 360 crew members. We also, how heavy is she? She's about 32,000 tons. How much fresh water do we make a day? We're working on that.
All the ships have their own desalinization plants on board, right? That make distilled water, essentially, right?
Well, you wouldn't want to drink distilled water,
Billy's checking
Mike.
This right now as we're watching, pulse stopping.
You wouldn't want to drink distilled water, Mike.
Why not?
Well, because
I do it, all the time.
It drains all the minerals out of your bones. That's why. Now, distilled water is not good for you. I'm sure they're using some kind of reverse osmosis.
You know, Richard, there are different schools of thought on that. If you talk to, if you listen to pharmacist Ben, who fills in on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show for Doc Wallach.
Yeah.
Not only does he recommend distilled water, he drinks it 100% of the time.
But he will not see him without a
bottle of distilled water.
But he takes minerals.
I believe so.
Yeah. So I mean, that makes up the difference. That's the difference there, Mike. There's no minerals in that water. But
right.
What I'm getting at though is how far down does that boat sit in the water? That's called the draft. Evidently, there's nobody there with seamanship or engineering experience in the room, huh?
Well, sort of. Let's see what Billy has to say here.
The draft of this particular vessel, I believe it's got to be around 20 feet. I don't think it's much deeper than that, Richard, because obviously we have to get in and out the lagoons of French Polynesia on the Cook Islands, so
right.
It can't sit too low in the water.
Okay, and then is it like Michael said, are you guys actually evaporate? Are you guys desalinizing the water with a membrane, or are you guys evaporating it? Have you guys got boilers?
That's a technical question. And to be honest with you, Richard, I mean, I don't want to make a comment about that because I don't want to give you the wrong information. We do have a desalinization unit on board, but we pick up fresh water in a couple of ports during the voyage anyway.
How's the water taste, Mike?
Very, very salty.
Really?
And I didn't want to drink too much of it because I would have gagged.
And that's,
but that's the way it is everywhere, home.
Not really.
It's much colder, though.
Anyhow, Richard, thanks for your call.
You always ask the finest questions. Oh, do you think you have a quick answer to something here coming up? 20 what?
20 tons an hour. That's 20 can make.
You can make 20 tons of fresh water per hour
through the desalinization.
Okay, MZ, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Are we ready for our next
guest? Yeah, go ahead.
Scott in Santa Cruz. Scott in Santa Cruz is now on the air.
Thank you, Michael. Dead Doctor.
Hey, Scott, welcome to KSCO.
Thank you. This is really cool, Michael. I originally wanted to ask you if you've seen whales or dolphins or something that comes off the surface of the water.
I haven't seen whales, but we might see dolphins pretty soon, right? Yeah.
We'll
how about mermaids?
Dolphins and rays as well.
Is it too far?
I don't know
about it.
I don't want
to be able to get a good look at them without binoculars.
They come pretty close to the vessel, Scott, when we're cruising the lagoons, you know, and they seem to play. I think it's normally the late afternoon, early evening, they seem to come up and play in the surf after doing whatever they dolphins do during the day.
Do they dive back and forth on your bow?
Yes, they do. We've got the kind of like the bulbous nose on the front, and they actually skip over the front of that playing. They're amazing.
So you can look them right in the eye. Right?
One of the dolphins, I understand, is named Carl Malden.
They got laughing eyes.
It does actually have a red nose. It's Rudolph's big brother.
You know, Richard,
Scott, have you ever been on a cruise?
No, but I've worked aboard before, just going down the coast, California.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
It was really fun. They look you right in the eye. They're very playful, those dolphins.
Yeah.
They always look you in the eye. Some people say they have attitude. I think they're just friendly.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Hey, well, thanks for your call.
Hey,
appreciate
Michael,
it.
Michael, you know, Richard is right about the water.
Yeah, in which way is he right about the water?
Distilled water is dead water. It's 101 degree hydrogen bond. You can't drink it very long. But this is not distilled water on board. They said that it's desal. Desal, that's different.
Yeah, it's desal, yeah.
But you know,
if you don't drink it, we use it.
You know, there are four great saints.
Oh, I've been drinking it. Is that bad?
No.
Okay.
Before I have to go, Michael. No, I'm sure the water on board the Princess is fine.
I just drank some right before the show. Maybe it. If anything was going to happen, it would have happened by now, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You know,
your hair's turning green there, Mike.
I had a comment about the Confucius jokes. Are you here?
And he had a lot more, but he had to go ashore to catch or he would have lost his prepaid shore excursion.
Yeah.
I wanted to admonish him.
Darren isn't here anymore, but go ahead and comment.
Okay, I wanted to admonish him. There are four great saints: Jesus, Buddha, Confucius, and Muhammad. And you know, would he say these jokes about any of these other saints? I think that hitherto he should speak respectfully of all four, lest he offend. You know, these are the four cultural spheres of humanity. So that's a lot of people. Okay.
Okay. Duly noted. I will let him know at dinner tonight.
Okay. MZ, are we ready for our next caller?
We sure are. Who is it?
And it will be Jeff in Felton. Jeff, you are now on the air with MZ.
The Jeff in Felton?
That's me, MZ. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Great. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you on AM 1080 KSCO all the way down to Tahiti.
Yeah, and Billy London is on the line, too, the cruise director of this fine ship.
Hi, Billy. I have a couple questions for you, MZ. First, I'll tell you the two questions. I want to know if the food is there as fantastic as I've heard rave from other people who've cruised. And secondly, have you been on any...
No, it's even fantastic-er.
Okay, so how have you been minding your diet?
No.
Uh-oh.
No, I gained the 13 pounds that I lost back.
Okay, well, we're going to have to whip you in shape when you get back. Second question, have you been on any excursions? I just tuned in. I might have missed your stories.
No. Foolishly, I wasn't. I decided that I wanted to walk off all the food. And so when I got off the ship, most of the islands don't have provisions in the port for the ship to pull right up. So they anchor, and then they put these little lifeboats that they call henders. And they've got a really great organized system of moving a lot of people to shore in these tenders pretty quickly. So I would get on the tender, and instead of going on an excursion like I should have thus far, I mean, this is going to change probably starting today, I just got off and started walking around and exploring, and, of course, I got sunstroke in the process.
You have to be careful with the sunstroke.
Wow.
So how do the islands down there compare to the tourist experience in perhaps Kona or Hilo or Oahu?
Very different, wouldn't you say, Billy?
Yeah, very much so. It's kind of like it's nowhere near as commercialized as the areas you were just mentioning. I mean, basically, French Polynesia, once you get away from Papeete, which is the capital of Tahiti, which is quite a hustle-bustle and very, very busy town or a large town, once you get out to the outer islands, it does tend to... I would say it's one of the last very rare unspoilt little areas of this planet that we live on. It's breathtaking and it's rugged beauty.
And as there are more cruises coming to this area,
it's kind of limited. I mean, at the moment, I believe that there is us and maybe one other that's down here full time. Apart from that, you've got like the ships that will drift in and out. Some of them will come from Australia, New Zealand, etc. Some will come across from Hawaii. And they're only in the islands. They'll do one, two, or three of the islands on maybe an 18-20-day run. But there's only a couple of ships that are resident down here, so it's not being done to that. It's definitely not a St. Thomas, if you know what I mean.
So, Jeff, when are you going to book?
Soon. Robin's laughing. Now, we're landlubbers, so my last question is, how does cruising down there for the faint of stomach, the weak stomach set?
You know, sea legs are easy. You know what they call sea legs. I mean, it's sort of fun actually to look like you're drunk. That doesn't happen very often, really. I mean, it's been very calm, I thought.
Yeah, it doesn't really get that rough here at all. I mean, we've had our moments, you know, in the 5.5 years we've been down here, you know. But for the most part, it's fine. It shouldn't be a problem for you.
Well, I haven't seen a single person seasick.
What's the best time of year for the best waters then? For the
does it happen? Can it happen so fast that you know someone would
normally it's something
flash in the cabaret lounge or something in front of everybody.
No, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that much. I mean, basically, it's something that normally creeps up on you. It doesn't happen instantly. It's something that creeps up. And the unfortunate thing is the more you think about it, this is what I've seen down the years, the more you think about it, the worse you get. So if you can take your mind off of it, it's fine. It's, you know, Malvern Air.
May I ask you a personal question, Billy?
Yes.
Have you ever been seasick on a cruise that you were on duty on?
Never.
It's
all the
not,
time.
Not permitted.
I think
prohibited from the job description.
Some people are very good sailors. I happen to be, I suppose, very, very lucky. I've been in a storm that lasted 14 and a half hours where we got battered by 60-foot waves. And if I could sail through that and not be affected, I think it's safe to say that I'm a pretty good sailor now.
Hey, Billy, how many islands are there down there that you visit?
We visit, we start off in Papeete, then Huahine, then Rarotonga, then we go to Raiatea, then Bora Bora, then Moorea, and then back to Papeete, Tahiti again.
Well, it sounds fabulous.
It is. It's stunningly gorgeous.
Okay, MC.
I think it's worth ending your landlubbing days.
Absolutely.
Okay, MZ, Chris in Zianti is next. Would you like to take his phone call now or after the break?
Who in Zianti?
Chris. I believe it's Chris in Zianti.
Absolutely. Let's do that.
Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, I bet you're having a good time down there. I sailed through French Polynesia in 97. Sailed from Moorea to Papeete and then up to Tonga and Fiji, then to Vanuatu, and I loved it down there. But I just wondered how is the prices? Are they still spending francs?
Yeah, in Papeete, and I will say that you know, in a nice hotel, it's very expensive. I mean, it just makes you wish that you could stay on the cruise forever.
Yeah,
The cruise really isn't expensive, you know, for what you get.
It's the value for money is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's quite bizarre, you know. I mean, when you look at this part of the world, because it is so beautiful, and as your caller is saying, you know, he's actually done right down to Vanuatu and across. And it is, paradise does cost. And I think everything that they have here in French Polynesia and the Cook Islands in particular, they have to import in, and that's why it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, what price do you put on paradise?
I think they pay what? Someone was telling me the equivalent of about $8.50 American per gallon of gas. Yeah, which is, you know, about more than twice what we're paying now. Or has it broken $4 in the last week? You know, the way it was going, it might have broken $5. But hey, Zianti, Chris, thanks for your call to the Saturday special, your favorite radio station, presumably.
Well, you'll be happy to know I'm sitting on Highway 9 talking to you, getting hailed on.
You're getting hailed on?
Yeah. It's hailing on me right now, sitting in the car.
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Boy, I sure am happy. I'm going to rub it in here. I'm happy I'm in the South Pacific not getting hailed on.
No.
All right. Well, thanks.
It's a little bit cloudy out there, but it's about 29 degrees at the moment. That's pretty cool.
That's centigrade.
Yeah.
Or Celsius, which is the same thing. Okay. Hey, Chris, thanks for your call. Who's up next, Dave?
Actually, the lines are clear, so if anybody wants to call 479-1080.
Okay, well, we'll put that out as if you want to chip into the conversation here on your on the Saturday special, how often do you get to talk to a passenger services director and a cruise director of a major cruise line? Now is the time to call 479-1080, and serial faxer, we'd love to see your serial fax to 475-2967. If you don't want to talk, but you want to, ask a question, via fax, that's our fax number, 475-2967, and you might want to call the business line and advise the gang that you've sent a fax, if you have, so that they'll know to go up front. One of these days we should put a fax machine right next to where the host sits.
That sounds good.
But in any case, yeah, might as well.
And reflecting it.
Hey, Z, we've got a couple callers now online. Would you like to take them or you want to go to break?
Okay, who's next?
Looks like Janie and Aptos. Would you like to take that call?
By the way, what time is it there?
It is 11:40.
Okay, so yeah, we'll
and 10 seconds.
We'll take these callers and then we'll go to the commercial break. Okay.
Okay. Janie and Aptos, you are on the air.
Hi, MC.
Hey, Aptos. Janie, welcome to the KSTO Saturday Special.
It's about time you and Kay had a vacation away from here. Anyway, I'm real glad for you. It pleases me that you're having a great vacation. Two questions. Do they still speak French mostly down in Papeete and the Outer Islands, or what do they speak mainly?
Do they still speak French primarily in Papeete? I think the answer is
yes. Yeah, predominantly. They sporadically, I mean, the English has come on a lot more because of the... of us being down any amount of American and European passengers that are visiting all the islands, not just Papeete. Predominantly, there are quite a lot of the guys that deal with the vessels that they have an English language as well as French, and some of them speak Italian and German as well, but predominantly, yeah, it's French.
Now, do the women wear slacks in the city, or do they still wear dresses, or is that in the outer islands?
I think... In Papeete in particular, they've kind of they're more commercialized, I would say, the local ladies. I think pretty much they can wear whatever they want to wear. There's no kind of preordained dress wear that they're supposed to wear. Let's put it that way.
Okay, and MC.
One thing I found really interesting, Jeannie, is the immigration authorities want to make sure in Tahiti that you don't stay very long. They want to see your ticket out of here.
What's the time limit you can stay there, MZ?
Say that again?
What is the time limit that you can stay there, a month or two?
I think it's 2 months.
Yeah.
I think it's 2 months, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
That's like Central America.
Right.
Also, one more question, MZ. What is your favorite food on the cruise ship?
You know, I
it's all
I can't
good?
Say because it's all fabulous, really. You know, it's sort of, I feel like, I feel a little frustrated answering your question that way, Jeannie, because I'm always asking the waiter or the waitress to recommend something. What do they think is the best? And they say it's all good. And I said, that doesn't help me at all. You know?
So
here I've given you the same kind of an answer.
So you're trying everything,
but that's the best I can do. It's all great.
Okay. Thank you much. Have a good journey.
Thank you. Who's next, Dave?
Okay. It looks like Billy in Capitola. I wonder if that's Billy Sunshine. Billy Sunshine, is that you?
Yes,
Billy
it is.
In Capitola.
Hey, kids.
Gets to talk to Billy in Tahiti. No, I mean the French Polynesian waters.
I've got a question for
Billy. Hey,
Billy,
how you doing?
But first I want to just say that Bora Bora has got to be the second most beautiful island on Earth. It's just fantastic.
What would you say is the first most beautiful island, Billy?
I would say actually the island of Kauai in the Hanalei Bay area.
Okay.
Yeah, but Bora Bora is just it's perfect. It's just perfect. Is Bloody Mary still open?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's more busier than ever.
Well, make sure, MZ.
Wow, I was just reading about that.
Well, okay, MZ, make sure you take your mom there. And now I have a question. I get seasick very easily, so I have not taken that kind of cruise. What about the Inside Passage of Alaska? When I think of an Inside Passage, I think of a place where there can't be a lot of movement in the sea. Is that true?
Yeah, it is predominantly true. But, I mean, wherever you go, Billy, really, I mean, the ship is going to do whatever the water's doing anyway. And most of the seas, including the Inside Passage, they move. And, you know, the vessel on top of it is going to move with it. But it's not too much. I mean, there are various things that you can do. If you are really, really a heavy sufferer with seasickness, there are certain things that you can do to curtail it.
Well, I'll tell you, Billy, I've been suffering with this motion sickness for 50 years. And the one thing I kept expecting to hear was that NASA had solved it. I thought they would do it, and they haven't yet.
Yeah, they can put a man on the moon, but they can't solve the motion sickness.
They can't guarantee he won't get sick all the way there.
I guess pitching is forward and back, right? Is
that
what do you call the
rolling?
Rolling. Okay, they've solved the rolling, or pretty much solved the rolling, with the side stabilizers, right?
Yeah.
And I got to visit the bridge. See, I mean, aren't you impressed with my vocabulary now? I got to go to the bridge where the captain was, and I got to tour the bridge. And while I was on the bridge, they showed me the stabilizer control panel and explained to me that without this, you know, there would be a lot more rolling, an awful lot more rolling. But no one has figured out yet how to similarly control the pitching. So I said, now that's an invention that should be worked on immediately.
I'm sure there are various people that are working on it, but it's an impossibility. I mean, how do you stop the ship doing that? Because the water's doing that.
Yeah, and if you did stop it, then the water would crash into the bridge.
I mean, it does.
And then there would be no captain.
No, it's not. It breaks over the folks, so it should never reach the bridge. In the ideal world.
Well, yeah, at least if we didn't hit the perfect storm. Billy, are you done with your questions?
I have one more idea for you, Michael, and for Kay.
Okay.
When you go to see Bloody Mary's, very near there is a hotel called the Aman Resorts. And they really do it beautifully. Check it out.
The Aman Resort.
A-M-A-N.
A-M-A-N.
Aman.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we're supposed to stay at the Intercontinental for a few days after the cruise.
In Tahiti.
On Papeete. But
yeah, now Papeete is nowhere near as nice as the outer islands like Bora Bora.
That's what everybody says. So maybe we should make arrangements if possible. Maybe we can do that on the Internet or something. If you do that enough days in advance, we might be able to get in. Billy, thank you for the suggestion. Appreciate it.
Have fun, bud.
Okay. Any other callers right now, or should we go to commercial break, Dave?
Now would be a good time to go to commercials, and that'll give us a chance
Let's
to get some
do
more
it.
Callers.
How many minutes do we have? I hope a lot.
It looks like we have about 2.5-3 minutes.
Well, better than nothing.
Better than nothing. Here
All
we
right.
go.
Stay with us, Monterey Bay, Central California. Back with another, 10 or 15 minutes, live from the Tahitian Princess right after this commercial break. Stay with us.
Get more for your money, much more, when you think local first. Listen to how much more your friends and neighbors get for their money when they shop the locally owned, independent businesses of Santa Cruz County.
I try to go to farmers markets. My name's Kelly. I try to go to small businesses that have higher quality food and that I can trust.
My name's Chris, and I always shop local stores because of the books. Just are really well chosen, and there's always something new, and I can even walk through the store and learn a lot without even buying a book. But I actually do buy books, too. I mean, some of these books I can get at some other chain store, but I can get them as easily here. And then many others, like the way they feature their books and the kind of selection that they do, I don't think you find that at some other chain store. It's all novels down here.
Get more for your money. Think first of the locally owned independent businesses of Santa Cruz County. For a list of local businesses or for membership information in Think Local First, visit thinklocalsantacruz.org. That's thinklocalsantacruz.org.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
This is Judy DeVilbiss. Hi, you know what? Back in about March of this year, I actually took a flying leap off of my bicycle and landed right square on my knees and my chest. Thank God I didn't hit my head, but I did really rack up my knee big time. And you know what I did? I didn't go to the doctor. I just came home and started with ice packs, the essential oils, the trauma oil, and every day I rubbed a lot of the CM cream from Youngevity. I'm telling you what, the Youngevity products are something that can really take care of you. I did this regime probably straight for 4 weeks, and every day I was taking 3 of the CM capsules 3 times a day. I took care of myself, and you know what? Here it is now, and it did take a while, I'll admit, because, hey, you know what? I'm 66 years old. But you know what? I'm back on the bicycle, I'm running races, and I'm feeling great. Get started on the Youngevity products. Call 888-352-7500. Thanks.
On the next Coast to Coast AM.
Hi, this is Ian Punnett. Join me Saturday night for Coast to Coast Live. I'll have another fascinating and extremely in-depth guest interview. We may talk about UFOs, the paranormal, or maybe even some strange stuff. You never know what you'll hear, but that's one more reason to tune in to Coast to Coast Live.
This Saturday from 6 to 10 on AM 1080 KSCO. Don't miss Coast to Coast AM.
And you're tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, a Saturday special with your host MZ, broadcasting from the Tahitian Princess, is back.
And thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate the great job that you and Nikki have done today. This is great. I was a little worried about this broadcast. Clearly, I did not have to be at all. Everything has gone smoothly. Even though we are proud to be the radio station with the finest technical difficulties of any station on Earth, but they didn't seem to happen today, so that's cool. Anyhow, we're in the closing 10 minutes or so, or 9 minutes of the Saturday special, live from the Tahitian Princess, and we are in the South Pacific here through the magic of satellite technology, coming to you live. And if you want to talk to us, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast, so if there are any questions, how often do you get to ask a question of cruise staff here? So give us a call at 479-1080 or 475-2967 if you want to fax us. Any callers now, Dave?
No, we're still waiting. The phone lines are clear, 479-1080.
Okay, that's fine. My mother wants me to put a gentleman on who doesn't want to go on. Now let's see. I think he's just going to have to go on anyhow. I have not met the gentleman before. His name is Antonio, and he's from Roma, Italy. Hey, Antonio, how you doing?
Excellent. Very well today. Thank you.
Hey, you look like you have a happy face like everybody else who works on the Princess Cruise Lines. Tell us what you do and how long you've been doing it.
I've been doing it now for almost 12 years. I work now as a first-person administration, all the administration part of the hotel side of the operation. I work for Mr. PSD.
Oh,
Emilio.
Mr. Passenger Services Director Emilio, okay.
Yes, sir.
Is there a typical day in your job? Or is everything different all the time?
No, there is a routine. We take care from the accounting to the administration to the Shorex to the Shore Excursion to the concession, boutique, casino, everything.
There's everything
that is not entertainment, purely entertainment or purely food and beverage. Because
everything that's food and beverage is Billy, okay.
No. He's taking care of part of the beverage.
Oh, okay, part of the beverage, okay. All righty. So it really is, it's the administration of a city. It really is.
Oh,
you know? Now, you move from ship to ship. So this is a smaller ship in the fleet, right? And so you've gone on larger ships too?
Yes.
And when you're working on the larger ships, is your job harder, or do you have more of a staff of people to help you? How does that work?
As you said, in some ways you work more because you have a lot more walking to do.
Uh-huh.
Side to the other of the ship. In the other end, there are more people to help you.
That's how you stay so slim and trim.
Yeah.
Walking back and forth.
I counted the last contract. I was making 5 kilometers a day just to go for... sleep and food every day, 3 times a day. I don't miss a meal.
Oh, man. That is great. I mean, I wish I could, but I do not have the willpower to miss the meals. They are so good.
Good. Without missing a meal, you can do 5 kilometers on a large ship.
Maybe I should reach
cabin to restaurant, restaurant to cabin. I have to add the office as well, so probably for me it's a little bit more than 5 kilometers.
Right.
Well, not having the office, you might... I end up doing like 3.5 kilometers per day.
Yeah, cars are not permitted on board the Tahitian Princess.
Not yet.
Is there such a thing as a cruise ship that, I mean, lots of ferries, you know, that have cars, but never a cruise ship, right? QE2, the Queen Elizabeth II, used to carry automobiles. I'll be darned. Wow. Yeah, well, what is the largest, what's the capacity of the largest cruise ship?
As a passenger or as a...
Passenger.
3,800.
So that's the largest cruise ship in the world. Is that a princess? Is that a princess cruise?
That's a princess.
So the Princess Line has the distinction of having the...
No, the largest princess ship.
Okay.
Maximum.
There are 17 ships?
17 ships, yeah.
And
17th in November.
And the one that we're on right now is probably one of the smaller ones, am I right?
One of the three smallest, called the Explorer class.
Explorer
yeah,
class.
Because so this size can travel pretty much everywhere. Places than
okay.
won't be able to make.
Yeah, because you have to, in a lot of these shallow reef areas, you have to be able to maneuver, and the bigger ships couldn't do that, right? Billy says that smaller ships even go up the Amazon River, which is amazing. They do Amazon cruises?
Yes.
Wow. And you get this.
But 3 days ride to my house.
Oh, I want to go on that. Where do you stop and won't and how do you spell that?
Manaus, Manaus.
Are there serpents there that'll bite you?
Probably.
Oh, so do not step on the serpents. Okay. All righty. So what time is it now, Dave? How much more time do we have? I hate to keep asking you that, I don't have a watch.
It is. We have 3 minutes left.
No more dead air.
3 minutes left. And any callers left?
Nope. The phone lines are clear.
Last call for callers, 479-1080.
Trucker Tom's still hanging out.
Pardon me?
Trucker Tom's still hanging out.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. So Trucker Tom has been with us. So please check the fax machine up front to see if there's a cartoon from Serial Faxer. If there's not, I'm going to be crushed. Because this one really deserves a cruise. We did a program on the hospital bed that does everything, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And Serial Faxer sent an award-winning fax that showed me, a cartoon of me, in the bed that does everything. You don't have to get out of it. It changes the sheets. It does number one. It does number two. You know, it does all that stuff. And it said it shows a cartoon of me with a cell phone saying, hey, we have to do a Saturday special all about this. A great fax. I mean, just a wonderful award winning.
Hey, Z.
What'd you say, Dave?
Z, Captain K. I'm not sure if that's Captain K as in caveman, kangaroo. I don't know. He's on the air, though.
Okay, well, let's put Trucker Tom on and thank him for hanging out the whole time. And he might want a question, and the other caller also. Let's conference them all in.
Okay, you're all on the air.
Okay.
It's a free-for-all. Go for it.
Okay, I was just calling.
Hey, gang, what do you know?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Captain Keith. I was calling to let you know that the Alaska Marine Highway, they call it, they got ferries that go from Seattle up to Alaska, and they do carry cars and motorhomes, and it's booked like a year in advance. It's a great way to see Alaska. And they got cabins, but most people just pull up little tents and sleep on the deck, and it's a real good thing.
So there are things as cruise ships that carry RVs.
Yeah, they don't call themselves cruise ships. They're more of a ferry.
It's not a cruise ship, okay.
But, I mean, they have bars and they have restaurants. But, you know, to go from Alaska, from Washington, I think the first port of call is Haines, Alaska, and then it goes up around and goes into Anchorage. And I haven't done it myself yet. I will throw in that yet. But it's supposed to be a real great way. You can also bring your own car or a motorhome if you want to spend that kind of money. But
great.
People go up, and then they drive back. And that way you don't have to drive up there and back. I've had the pleasure of driving there 9 times, and sailed there from Mexico. But Alaska's a real nice place. Not as cold as everybody thinks it is, either.
Okay, thanks a lot, Captain KMZ. We have about 20 seconds.
Okay, hey, Trucker Tom, thanks for being with us. Put that out on your podcast. I think that's a great idea to have a Trucker Tom Princess Cruise group, you know. That'd be terrific.
Yeah, if you can, send me the link to the MP3 file of this, and I'll start working on it.
Oh, okay, great. We will do that, and you'll put this in the podcast. Wonderful. Okay,
yeah, absolutely.
So a lot more people will hear this around the world. Fantastic. Thanks for being with us, TT. We'll be in touch with you soon. Want to thank Emilio Mazze, the passenger services director, and Billy London, the cruise director, Kay, and Darren and everybody else for helping make this one of the more memorable KSCO Saturday specials. And Dave and Nick, you guys are great. Thanks very much. And we will see you next week. This program will be rebroadcast tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. at midnight or on demand at SaturdaySpecial.com. But it might take me a few days to upload it, okay? Thanks, you guys, and take it away with a That's All, folks.
That's all, folks. KSCOM AM 1080, here's Fox News.
Beijing, but the head of the International Olympic Committee is rejecting that, saying it wouldn't solve anything and would just penalize the athletes. Conflicting reports at this point on the dead and injured from a bomb that went off in an Islamabad, Pakistan restaurant, an Italian place known as a favorite spot of foreigners.
There were a lot of foreigners packed up in this restaurant and having dinner when this explosion happened. It was not a suicide attack, according to the Interior Secretary, Kamal Shah. It seems like that the bomb was planted next to the exterior wall of the restaurant.
That's Fox's Sib Kaifi in Islamabad. Some reports say two people have been killed, others say just one, and there is no confirmation of a report that that one fatality was an American nurse. Five Americans and a British diplomat, though, are said to be among the 11 people injured in this bombing in Islamabad, Pakistan. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Global warming, cool change.
Summertime is no time to let your guard down. Obviously, the use of electricity increases each year when the temperatures soar. But there are a couple of things that can make a difference this summer.
If the kids want a water toy, try to stay away from the ones that use a steady stream of water. This includes running through water coming from a hose or a sprinkler.
It's fun, I know, but it wastes hundreds of gallons of water in a short time. Besides, running and playing on wet grass compacts soil and actually damages the lawn.
And if you're lucky enough to have a swimming pool, cover it with a thermal blanket to cut heat loss and evaporation.
And use solar panels that heat your pool.
They're easy to install and they pay for themselves in just a few years.
By the way, an average pool can lose 1,000 gallons of water a month from evaporation.
More tips to combat global warming with a cool change are ahead on Fox News Talk.
The economy is in distress, but President Bush says government is not the answer.
If we were to pursue some of the sweeping government solutions that we hear about in Washington, we would make a complicated problem even worse and end up hurting far more homeowners than we help.
The president, in his radio speech, pointing toward the already passed economic stimulus package as a coming boost. The Democrats touting their new budget proposal in their radio response.
The Democratic plan sets us on a new fiscal course. It rejects the failed policies of the Bush administration. And it takes immediate action to strengthen the economy, create jobs, and make America safer.
Democratic Senator Kent Conrad. The UN is out with an Iraq report saying the surge of U.S. troops has quelled some violence in Baghdad, but that violent attacks have spread to other parts of the country. The UN's top man in country, though, says this is a, quote, window of opportunity for the Iraqi government to continue to restrain violence. In Afghanistan, the woman who was in the top three of a talent competition TV show has been voted out, but some say it's amazing she was in at all.
She had her critics, but they weren't concerned about her singing. Lima Sahar, the first woman to make it to the final three of Afghan Star Afghanistan's version of American Idol, got flack from Islamic conservatives, outraged a woman was performing in public. The 20-year-old Sahar is a Pashtun, the country's most conservative tribe, and she thanked everyone who kept her in the competition, reminding them that there was very little music in Afghanistan the past 20 years. Between war and the Taliban ban on music, television, and women leaving the house unescorted and without their burqas, Sahar and her country have come a long way. Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
The searchers are looking for the student pilot of an F-16 that crashed yesterday on a training exercise out of Arizona's Luke Air Force Base. The pilot was part of the 67 Fighter Squadron. His name hasn't been released. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're turned into KSCO Santa Cruz 1080 on this Saturday, March 15th. I'm Nikki James. Your Central Coast forecast for today, showers are likely with a 60% chance of precipitation and possibility of some thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 55, and the northwest wind will be between 10 and 18 miles per hour. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, small hail possible, and cloudy and gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 40 degrees. And the winds will be northwest, north-northwest, and 18 and 20 miles per hour. Sunday, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 60 degrees. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today, west winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves 2 to 3 feet, a west swell 6 to 11 feet at 13 seconds. Showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms.